USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said Tuesday he's comfortable with the gun safety outline that a bipartisan group of senators reached this week.
For myself, I'm comfortable with the framework, and if the legislation ends up reflecting what the framework indicates, I'll be supportive.
Lawmakers are working to make sure the text does not alienate the 10 Senate Republicans that have already signed on to support the bill. Ford is recalling almost 3 million vehicles because of a damaged or missing part that could prevent the automobiles from shifting into the gear intended by the driver. That could cause the vehicle to roll away or move in an unexpected direction. In a product recall report, Ford said it is aware of 6 reports alleging property damage and 4 reports about personal injury related to the issue. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, 6-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Prosecutors argued Tuesday that a man carrying a Confederate battle flag stormed the U.S. Capitol with his son because they intended to stop Congress from certifying President Joe Biden's 2020 electoral victory. A federal judge will decide if Delaware residents Kevin Seyfried and his son Hunter are guilty of a felony obstruction charge and several misdemeanor offenses stemming from the Capitol riot. A former city councilman in West Virginia was sentenced Tuesday to 45 days in prison for breaching the U.S. Capitol during the January 6th riot. Eric Barber was sentenced by a federal judge in Washington for his December guilty plea to a misdemeanor count of illegally entering the Capitol. Barber was also given a 7-day sentence, which the judge suspended, for stealing a portable battery charger from a media stand inside the Capitol. Barber's federal public defender had sought probation because his 43-year-old client had expressed remorse. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
South Carolina Representative Tom Rice, who voted to impeach former President Trump for inciting the January 6th attack at the U.S. Capitol, lost the support of the Republican Party on Tuesday as a handful of states held primaries to narrow races this fall. Rice, who represents South Carolina's 7th House District, came under sharp criticism from his party for being one of only 10 Republicans to vote for Trump's impeachment after Trump supporters attacked the Capitol building in a bid to overturn the 2020 election results. The House on Tuesday passed a bill providing security protections to family members of Supreme Court justices. The Supreme Court Police Parity Act passed the House by a vote of 396-27, with only Democrats voting against it, sending it to the desk of President Biden for his signature. A North Carolina man said deviating from his usual lottery playing routine led to his winning a $1 million jackpot from a scratch-off ticket. Yamir Bryant of Arden told North Carolina Education Lottery officials he had been planning to visit his usual store last Thursday evening, but he decided to mix it up and try buying a scratch-off from another store. Bryant selected a $30 Millionaire Maker ticket from a store in Asheville. He took the ticket home and scratched it off with his wife later in the evening. The player said he was shocked to see the $1 million top prize. I'm Victor Paul, USA Radio News.